Good morning. It's 8:43, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Nick Isher, Tyler a little under the weather this morning. Well, coming up this weekend, it's the annual fundraising event for the Rova Public Schools Foundation. This Saturday, the big event. And joining us to talk more about it, board members of the Rova Public Schools Foundation, Mary Stiers. Good morning, Mary. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Pete Holmes. Pete, good morning. How are
morning,
you today?
Morning, Tom. Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks again for coming in. Let's first talk about the Rova Public Schools Foundation, kind of the impetus of the whole organization. You know, my guess is there are probably a lot of states that don't have such organizations because their state takes care of them financially. You don't have to worry about it. But being here in Illinois, this is probably more the norm than not.
I think so, yes. We kind of help fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
So 19 years ago, yeah. Some people started this in our community, and I think that's a pretty important thing to do. State of Illinois being what it is, as you said, you know, not doing, you know, what we think they should be doing to fund local schools. They found a need to generate some local income and started that with a group of volunteers. And we've kind of evolved into what we are today. And then we were just, Mary and I were just talking earlier about some of the beginnings with just a few dollars here and there for some teacher grants and some things going on to supplement the classrooms and some scholarships and got into the technology, situation early on about as far as upgrading computers and that kind of thing, and how all that has changed the last 20 years is amazing. But we kind of settled into our fundraising, kicked into high gear about 13 years ago when we had our first annual event. So we've kind of continued on that way of doing what we can to have the local giving for the kids to make them a better situation in the classroom and help them along the way, because the funding hasn't been what it should be. Unfortunately, it's hopefully gotten better the last couple of years with at least we can get a budget now from the Springfield, but it's still got a long ways to go before they do what they need to do. So,
well, it's pretty amazing how things have progressed, as you said, starting with just a few dollars for small things here and there to now a brand new chemistry lab which just got finished up.
Yeah, it has been completed, and that was an amazing fundraising experience. Our goal was to raise $165,000 to totally refurbish the chemistry lab, which hadn't been touched since the school was first built. Our first bid came in at $165,000, so that's why our goal was that high. We had $80,000 that the foundation just had not spent yet on other projects, so we needed to raise another $85,000. The second bid came in lower. So we actually raised about $162,000 and were able to stop because we basically overshot that second bid by about $40,000. So we were in great shape, and the lab is completed. Kids are using it. It was an amazingly wonderful experience to see how the Rova public came through. And we have people from 19 different states. Alumni that donated. It was a wonderful experience.
Well, and you can attest what Pete mentioned, some of the things you guys have helped with other than the chemistry lab, some of the technology, and you can attest as a teacher, as going through the years, how the technology has changed. And, you know, even when you get something new, gets outdated pretty quickly. So
yeah.
that's like a continuous need, I think, in any district.
Oh yeah. And we do more than technology, too. We always give a $5,000 scholarship every year to a graduating senior. We do usually an average of around $5,000 a year in teacher mini grants, as long as they are asking for something that we consider enhances the classroom educationally. We'll usually grant those. We fund the elementary art program. They wouldn't have art in the elementary if we weren't able to do that. We fund a drama program in the elementary also, and then community grants, so like backpacks, you know, school supplies, different things like that, reading programs in the community.
Mary Stiers and Pete Holmes from the Rova Public Schools Foundation joining us here this morning. And Pete, it also takes not only the community helping out and doing fundraising, but a Board of Education administration that's willing to accept the help as well. And I don't know what district wouldn't accept help like this.
Well, when Mr. Stormberger came on board a few years ago, there was a need to upgrade some facilities. Back in the day, we maintained 5 buildings in the outlying school towns, and that was not possible anymore. And with the new building for the junior high and elementary is awesome. But the high school had been pretty well neglected through the years. So there were some roof issues and some boiler issues and any number of things that needed to be done. So the board administration and the board has done an excellent job the last few years of trying to play catch up on facilities. These, you know, now the high school is, that was the new building back in the day when we were there. So, so now it's built in the 50s. So it's, you know, 60 some years old. So these older buildings, you need to spend some money and maintain them and upgrade them. And we want to keep Rova being Rova. So as long as we can. So, and we're proud, real proud of Rova District. And we're trying to do the job that we can do to help maintain facilities. And we hadn't gotten into the brick and mortar issues a lot until this last couple of years when there was just a need that it just wasn't going to be a priority for the board for a couple of years down the road to upgrade the chem lab. So we decided we need to start doing some of those things also. So just very, very good experience and very thankful to the community for supporting us in that effort.
Even some of the little enhancements, new flooring, which
absolutely
had never been changed out, the foyer area, which was one, it looked okay, but it wasn't very energy efficient. Yep. That's for sure. So it's a lot of changes like that even.
Hopefully we don't have to have buckets on the floor to catch the rainwater from this, you know, this winter from the ice melts and stuff. So hopefully the roof issues have been taken care of. And cafetorium has been upgraded. It's air conditioned now and new flooring in there. And so it looks a lot nicer and a lot better atmosphere for the kids to use that. So.
Absolutely. Pete Holmes, Mary Steyer is joining us. Rova Public Schools Foundation annual fundraiser coming up on Saturday. Let's talk about what's going on, Mary, the hours and where everything's going to take place.
Well, it's in our newly air-conditioned cafetorium, so keep in mind it'll be very comfortable. It will be from 5 until 8 o'clock, and it's kind of a donation-type pork dinner. We have a silent auction that goes till about 6 or 6:30 whenever Pete decides the bids should stop.
Yeah.
And the live auction goes until 8 o'clock. It starts at 6, I believe.
Yeah, it's not live auction starts at 6
right.
o'clock. Yeah.
We have some great items. We've got one of those Yeti 5-gallon coolers, some great gift cards. The Landmark has always been generous. A gift card, $250 gift card to the Landmark.
Wow.
Amazon, $200 gift card. Of course, the ever popular with the farmers, bags of seed corn and even some herbicide this year, an application. Tickets to the Orpheum, to the Coral Dynamics Show, Keurig coffee makers. It's just a huge variety of things. It's something for everyone. Oh, and there's a kids section. So families, bring your kids and let them convince you that you need to buy them something.
Well, yeah, the great thing is you talked about generous, whether it's alums or people living in the district currently that help out. All the businesses as well, though, whether
absolutely
they're here in Galesburg or wherever, that also help out with the items.
Oh, lots of local things, from the Rova District also.
Lots of agribusiness firms that support our local community. We're very much appreciated.
Again, the Rova Public Schools Foundation annual auction and dinner coming up on Saturday. Doors open 5 o'clock, you said?
Yes.
And the cafetorium, newly air-conditioned.
That's right.
That is good to hear that.
And there are round tables to sit at. You do not have to sit on a cafeteria table.
You know,
it's really high class.
The last couple times I was in there for the different Hall of Fame inductions, and I just decided I'll go ahead and try to sit down and talk to somebody. The sitting down might not have been that bad, but the getting back up was not easy.
Much easier at the dinner auction.
And the table somehow got smaller.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, it should be a great event. Again, an annual fundraising event. And is there a big project on the horizon that you're trying to help out, whether just a fundraiser for whatever comes up at this point or just enhancements?
Well, we'll keep doing the same things we've done. We're taking a breath after the chemistry lab. That was huge. But the real typical things that I mentioned earlier will still continue.
All right. Again, it's a great event, and this is, as far as the fundraising, this is what, the 13th year you said you've been doing this?
This is the 13th year for the annual dinner auction we've had. We've had, in previous years, they had, you know, donations in other ways, but it's a good social event, a good community way to kick off the school year, and my grandkids are Rova students, so the reason I'm still active in it is their future. So it's a lot of very caring people in the community that volunteer their time and effort to make this a success. Well, we're looking forward to it.
And the chemistry lab will be open for tours.
Oh, so, excellent. Yeah. But I would have no idea what goes on in there, but I'd like to take a look.
some before pictures we started. If you probably remember what it looked like back in the day.
Yeah.
I sure do. So we're very, very proud of our new chem lab.
Yeah, and then there's also it's nice to have the relationship with the Galesburg Community Foundation.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yes.
To kind of talk about that relationship and how that came about.
They're just an excellent group to work with as far as helping us with our fundraising efforts, and and the office work and the doing some of the thank you cards and letting us use their expertise. It's just, they've just been an outstanding group to work with. Josh and his staff are just top notch. We just couldn't be near successful without their effort. That's for sure. So
yeah, this is what they do, obviously. And so when we took on this fundraising for the chemistry lab, we really were appreciative of their help because it was a lot of money. They were the experts at that. They were willing to do a pass-through account, so lots of the money went to their foundation. Some of it, you know, came right to us locally. But anything that went to them, and the majority of it did, was they would come up with the tax forms and the thank you notes. And they did the mailings to what was called the 50-year club, the people that had graduated 50 years or more from ROVA. So they took care of an awful lot of that office work for us, which a group of volunteers, it's a little scary to be handling all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's not our expertise, so we found the experts to help us.
We would recommend any group that's going to take on something to check with the Galesburg Community Foundation, because they're wonderful, wonderful to work with.
Yeah, in fact, I think we're going to have Josh in next week, because they've been celebrating their 15th anniversary.
Right.
So, great entity to have to help out. Like you said, anybody that's got any not-for-profit and you need help with fundraising, they can help you out.
They sure can.
ROVA Public Schools Foundation has their annual auction and dinner coming up on Saturday evening. Cafetorium, newly air-conditioned there. It's going to be comfortable in there. I got to mention that. That is such a great thing. But it gets underway at 5 o'clock. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have a live auction and dinner as well. And help out the ROVA community and whatever other projects are coming up. You can be a part of that and help out. And even if not, a great social gathering on top of it and a chance to see people you may not have seen for a while. But if you would like to help out, please do. Now, if there's somebody who maybe would like to help out, maybe monetarily, that can't be there, how would they go about getting a hold of the Community Foundation for a donation?
Anybody can send, if they want to send a check to the administration building. So basically just address it to the ROVA Public Schools Foundation and send it to the administration building in Oneida. That's the Joyce Street address, and I can't give you the exact address, but our website would probably have all that information, and they certainly can do that. In fact, we have people that do that. We've had $13,000 come in already from people who just send in a check. And if you don't really, can't make it to the dinner auction, there's ways to get money to us. We'll take it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Pete Holmes, Mary Dyers, ROVA Public Schools Foundation, their annual dinner and auction coming up this Saturday. Pete, anything else we need to know about the Public Schools Foundation?
No, we're just a group of hardworking people, and anybody's welcome to volunteer their time. You know, we're always looking for people to help us in our endeavors, and we very much appreciate the support of the community, and that's why we do it. So,
Mary, anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, we just hope to see people on Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time and what you're doing for the ROVA community.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom.